Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Gabe.
I have a question that I'm just going to throw out there. It's kind of a controversial one. What if our overwhelming response to the coronavirus pandemic was so overwhelming that it came at the cost of our global responses to other diseases and actually ended up causing as many deaths as a result, or more deaths, or almost as many deaths? Who knows? In studio to talk with us today about that is our DW SciTech colleague, Fabian Schmidt. Fabian, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Fabian.
So Fabian, what do you think about that question?
Clearly, there's the danger of cutting corners, but it will be very difficult to make the assessment whether this actually cost us more than it would have cost us to, let's say, just ignore all the preventive measures for COVID-19. So I've talked to two medical doctors, Anna Kühne from Doctors Without Borders and Masoud Dara from the WHO, about Africa and Europe. And they told me that there is serious concern that other diseases like tuberculosis and measles and HIV could actually rise because of the corona measures, because of lockdown. But it would be very, very irresponsible to weigh one against the others.
Concretely, Fabian, what kind of impact could this have on a disease like malaria, for instance? The efforts to contain COVID, are they taking away from efforts to contain malaria?
Okay, look at the logistic situation in many of these countries. Airplanes are not flying, medical equipment isn't being transported. There is a lockdown in many countries where distances are long, people don't have cars necessary, they have to walk. Just take someone who has a child who got malaria and they can't make it to their own ambulance because of a lockdown measure. Or think about international help organizations who have difficulties transporting malaria nets into areas where they're needed.
Can we make a prediction on what this would do to the number of malaria cases this year?
There is only a fear. The fear is that they could double this year. We're talking about 400,000 more than we've had last year, which is roughly the number of people who died of corona so far. But of course, hadn't we had the corona lockdown, maybe we would have many, many, many more corona victims.
And of course, that number will keep growing. Just for our listeners out there, right now, globally, at the time of recording, about 7 million infections worldwide. But again, this will keep continuing. And just to throw some more numbers out there, Fabian, you mentioned malaria. Tuberculosis, though, 10 million victims, 10 million people died of tuberculosis in 2018. Do you know, having spoken to these doctors, is there a risk that that goes up significantly from 10 million to some higher number?
That's not so clear as with malaria, for example, because we have tuberculosis, especially in Europe and Central Asia and Eurasia, so to say, but of course also in the Middle East and in Africa. But the situation with tuberculosis is that there are some countries in which half of the tuberculosis cases are already antibiotic resistant. And tuberculosis is a very sneaky disease. It takes a long time to detect. It takes a long time to develop. And people aren't dying like that. So the hope is that maybe because of COVID-19, because it's also lung disease, that maybe more resources will be put into treating lung diseases, and that could actually benefit in the outcome, if it's done right, also the tuberculosis patients.
So for TB, it could be a good thing?
It could be a good thing if the medical systems are responding in the right way. So in the immediate situation, of course, it's detrimental because it takes resources out of the tuberculosis system, so to say, or the tuberculosis clinics. But in the long run, if we assume that the health authorities and the health systems put more resources into treating lung diseases, it could actually be beneficial for fighting tuberculosis.
You spoke to experts who warn that these diseases are being forgotten. Is that the case right now? Are we just forgetting about these diseases because of COVID-19?
And to jump on that, if so, what can our listeners, what can we do? Is there...
Or what can anyone do?
Yeah, basically the point is, I don't think they're being forgotten, but people are either too scared to go to the doctor to have them treated, or they say, you know, we'll wait another 6 months before we go there, or something like this. Basically, the message is, if you have any fear of symptoms, other diseases, or you want to go have preventive checkups with your doctor, go there, do the testing anyhow. Don't be afraid to go to your doctor because of COVID-19 and get your regular physical.
Science Unscripted.